Brad and Janet.
Ran toward the old house, through the old iron gate, and onto the porch for protection. Protection? If only they had known.
Look at that rain come down. We'll never get home on time.
Sure we will. It's not quite midnight. This old porch isn't going to keep us dry, though.
What are you doing?
Trying to get the front door open. No one lives here. We can wait inside until the storm's over.
Not me. I'm not going in that old house. I'd rather stay out here and get wet.
There. Come on, don't be afraid. I'll light a match. Well, Bea. This house is still full of furniture. It's as though someone still lived here.
There's a candelabra. Light some candles.
Good evening. From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the match.
He did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the match.
It got on in a flash.
He did the match.
He did the monster match. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the jewels all came from their humble abode. To get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the match.
They did the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It got on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the match.
It's now the monster match.
The monster match.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the match.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the match.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent
you. You can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you, my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The door closed. I can't get it open.
When hinges creak in doors, chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls. Whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts operate, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the haunted mansion.
Are you having a party?
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's affairs.
Oh, lucky him.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky!
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control. It's just a jump to the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Take a tour of my home. We have so few visitors. Live ones, that is.
I'm afraid so, Brad. But isn't it nice?
Why, you! What have you done with Janet?
Nothing. Why do you think I should?
You tricked me. I wouldn't have. I've never, never, never.
Yes, I know. But it isn't all bad, is it?
Not even half bad.
I think you really caught me, Warden.
Oh, Janet! Janet! Janet's probably asleep by now. Do you want her to see you like this?
Like how? It's your fault. You're to blame. I thought it was the real thing.
Come on, Brad, admit it. You liked it, didn't you? There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
Brad, you've wasted so much time already. Janet needn't know. I won't tell her.
Well, you promise you won't tell.
On my mother's grail.
What's happening here? Where's Brad? Where's anybody?
Tell us about it, Janet.
I was feeling done in. Couldn't win. I'd only ever kissed before.
You mean she...
I thought there's no use getting into heavy petting. It only leads to trouble and feet wetting. Now all I want to know is how to go. I've tasted blood and I want more. No resistance. I want to stay the distance. I've got an itch to scratch. I need assistance. Touch, me. I wanna be free. Do we fulfill me? Did you lose the night? Then if anything grows.
That was just the warm-up act. Wait till you hear what the world's most fabulous DJ, Glenn Rivera, can do. I believe we're having Glenn on the line here shortly. Do we have Glenn with us? Okay, Glenn will be joining us just shortly. Glenn is going to tell us the story about an amazing terror mix. And in fact, we have a link to the Terramix track listings. It is an epic party, and he will be telling us all about it. This is the first time that it's been on broadcast. In fact, it may be the first time that it's been played outside of Glenn's circle. I'm absolutely not sure. I believe we're ringing for Glenn now, and he should be with us shortly, and the studio will have him along in just a minute. Now, this particular mix that Glenn has done came as a huge surprise to me. Glenn sent it along at the beginning of October, and actually I listened to it, and you know, if things are so crazy here, it's hard for me to keep track of even what day or what month it is. And I emailed Glenn back saying something to the effect of, well, gee, that's wonderful, but why don't you put that out, you know, during Halloween, because that would be really when we could use it. You know, it was like, well, duh, it is Halloween. Glenn, welcome to Strictly Confidential.
Hello, Peter. Can you hear me well?
Yes, sir, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm going to step away from my PC real quickly because I seem to be getting cross-streamed, but how are you this Halloween?
I'm doing fine, Glenn. I'm doing fine. I'm so glad that you're able to join us. We haven't talked to you in a while. You know, we mention you a lot on this show, and the listeners are always wondering about you. We were concerned about you during the fires. What happened?
Well, the fires were frightening. We've had this incident before, of course, as everyone's heard through the news. But this time, they seem to be getting larger and larger each time we run into this bout. But everything's fine here on our end. We're closer into the city. Most of the fires were outside, like Rancho Bernardo area, which are kind of like outside of the city. And there's a lot of dry brush in that area, so it's kind of understandable that throughout the dry part of the season, how brush fires can be started and get out of hand. So, but we're safe here. We did have some friends that stayed with us that took refuge here. They were evacuated from their homes, but they actually returned last week towards the end of the week. And a little crazy for a while and scary, but everything's fine now. Thank you for asking, Peter. Thank you for your concern also.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. We were mentioning that on the show, wondering how you were doing. So then you probably had lots of smoke and that sort of thing then.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, tonight just before sundown, I was watching, looking out at our patio area, and everything was covered in ash. I actually went out there again and water over everything and tried to wash it into the ground, so that way it would kind of take most of the layers off the plants. But yeah, there was quite a bit of ash that was dropping. It did take about 4 or 5 days for a lot of it to drop due to the fact that they said wind conditions were pretty high, so everything was kind of blown up into the air. But once the wind had kind of subsided, everything dropped. So we kind of got layers of it within a few days. But it seems to be a lot better now. I think we're actually very lucky. I think the people that lost their homes, I feel for them. But as I said, we were safe here, and we were lucky that some of our friends were able to stay with us, and we felt really well at being able to help them out during this time. It was a little bit of a panic there at first, but everything, they were safe, and I don't think we had anybody who lost their homes that we were connected to. So we were very lucky on that end.
That's great news, and our friend VJC was asking about you too, and I'm so glad. And by the way, speaking of VJC and some of the other folks that you have sent my way, I got an email from Jerry Bonham the other day. If he was the fellow who was on regarding the Trocadero, if you remember, you sent them to us. And
yes, Jerry, yes, thank you.
And they were wonderful guests. I had such a blast talking to them. And I wanted to tell you that it looks like we're going to get some Trocadero music our way pretty soon. So we're going to be running real live Trocadero stuff here. Can't wait.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. Yeah, they put on a wonderful show. And it's amazing when I first spoke to Jerry via phone. We spoke about the parties. And I had no idea that he was the guy that was throwing the parties back in the day when I was attending them back in the early 80s. And I will tell you, they were quite some incredible events. They're strictly drawn out for people who are that love to dance, that love the music, and love the experience of being inside that whole feel of getting lost in music and just dancing all night long. It's a great escape, and they create a great arena for that. And I give them credit for that, and And the fact that they're still doing it and allowing people to kind of escape just for a few hours to kind of get out of their you know, stressful lives and just kind of release, I think it's a great thing. I think dancing is a great outlet to release stress and just kind of escape for a little bit. And especially if you love the music, then it can become such a magical experience. So I'm really great. I'm glad that I gave them a little spot in your show and that you guys are continuing to connect that way. So thank you, Peter.
Well, if you get a chance to talk to them sometime soon, be sure and ask them how the pearls went. I understand they were going to be giving out strings of pearls for the pearl anniversary. So it sounds like a hoot. And, you know, San Diego, also in the news, we've covered San Diego recently because of what the mayor did. You know, your mayor, you have a Republican mayor who came out in front of God and everybody on the TV cameras that had endorsed gay marriage. It was a radical shift of opinion. That's got to be causing some talk up there.
Well, you know, Peter, it's quite a surprise for me also because I had no idea that his daughter was a lesbian, and I believe that was his big exchange of his emotions and also his beliefs, which I always found to be kind of a powerful experience because I can remember at the age of 16 when I came out to my parents, they could never really quite understand what homosexuality was about. They've heard about it, they had, you know, read it. They experienced things in the news and as they grew up and as they lived their lives. But I think that a lot of people that are able to kind of take what homosexuality is about, even though they're not homosexual, they're still going to be heterosexuals, and reach out and be understanding. I think that's that's a wonderful thing because it's hard for anyone to really understand, and it regardless of whether it be religious convictions or whatever their beliefs are that keep them from deeply understanding and becoming a little bit more accepting, that it overall, I think it's a very difficult thing for some people to overcome. But the fact that he was able to go out and stand in front of his peers and in front of the whole city and actually the entire country, the nation, and state that he's able to change his mind on this, his daughter, he realizes that he wants happiness for her. That to me is the is very touching. It actually brought tears to my eyes to think that this man was actually moved by his daughter's, you know, lifestyle and the fact that he just wanted her to be happy. I think it's a rarity. It's something that I think I feel it'd be wonderful if it can happen more often. But I give him a lot of credit, and I think he's got a great man with a lot of courage.
Glenn, it brought tears to my eyes too. We covered the story and talked about how important it is that, you know, when family comes out to family. If it had not been his daughter, Glenn, I don't think that change would have happened, and that's one of the reasons. Yeah, and it was so touching to see. He was obviously moved. Now, Glenn, getting back to the music, I was explaining to the folks when I came back from. I explained that I was inviting everyone over to my house for story time. But when we got back from story time, there was another invitation from the world's most fabulous DJ for an actual real party. Glenn, the Terramix is fabulous. Tell us about the Terramix and how it came together.
Well, first of all, Peter, thank you for the accolations on the Terramix. I'll tell you, this was 2004, and this was a time where we were thinking we wanted to do something unique for Halloween. I think this year we're watching the history of Halloween on the History Channel, so that's kind of our experience this year with Halloween. But I've always been one, of course, equated with drama. I've always wanted to make something a little bit more richer than it was. And this year we wanted to have a runway at the front door, and we asked everyone to arrive at a certain time, which was 7:30 p.m. We asked them to dress appropriately, of course, and in any genre or any theme they wanted to, but they were all going to be a part of this runway theme when they walked in. And so we had everybody was lined up outside, and there were people that had arrived earlier that weren't in costumes that were kind of watching the runway. But it was one of the most incredible parties we had. We actually had a three balcony house, a house that had three balconies over a canyon. So it was quite a setup at the time. We had, of course, the fog coming out, the smoke coming out of big cauldrons, and the runway was actually the stairwell down. But people were coming down in costumes, and there were some pretty fun costumes. So it was full of kind of spooky. It was spooky and fun at the same time, and there was a lot of laughter. But the music was created for the whole party. The party was called Terror, and it was played throughout that entrance, and it was very effective. Everybody had a great time. The screams and the The terror sounds you hear throughout the music were things that I added to create a little bit more of an experience for people, because a lot of the songs people have heard before, but never with all these sound effects. So it was spooky fun, and we all had a great time. I think one of the most, I will say on the gay side, one of the most incredible costumes were, there was a mummy, of course, that arrived in swathed with cloth, and right behind him was a daddy dressed in leather. So on the gay side, it was kind of fun to see a mummy and his daddy.
Mummy,
that was one of the most
Jesus
creative costumes, I think, as a pair.
Oh, buddy. God, I would have given anything to be there. You know, the songs, it's wonderful tracks, but the first time I've ever heard a dance version of Phantom of the Opera you've got in there. When was that? When did that? When was that played? I totally missed Phantom of the Opera.
Well, I'll give that little plug. It was actually a band from Germany, and they were called Harajuku, and they did that cover, I believe, in 1992, and it was a very, very well done. I think they carried the theme of the play very well, and the music was done precisely as I think the Sarah Brightman version. But it was with a disco beat, more of like a techno beat. But it was very effective, and I used that for the entrance as well as for another party that we threw, which is called Masquerade. A friend of ours actually threw in a mausoleum, which was, I think that was 3 years ago, believe it or not. Or 2 years ago, and it was actually thrown in a mausoleum, which was one of the most incredible that I think I mentioned that to you at one of the past interviews, but it was one of the most incredible events that I've ever been a part of. And
well, Glenn,
because it was actually the Phantom of the Opera, that whole theme of that party. Well, it worked out very well for me a couple times.
The Terror Mix is absolutely wonderful, and thank you so much for sharing with us. As I said at the beginning of the show, that was just the beginning of the show was just the warm up. This is the true master, and we're going to need to start that track now, so we'll have plenty of time to play it. And everyone, get ready. This is Glenn Rivera, the world's most fabulous DJ, running the Terror Mix. Thank you, Glenn.
You are a bold and courageous person, afraid of nothing. High on a hilltop near your home, there stands a dilapidated old mansion. Some say the place is haunted, but you don't believe in such things. One dark and stormy night, a light appears in the topmost window in the tower of the old house. You decide to investigate, and you never return. You are a bold and courageous person. Courageous person. You are a bold and courageous person. You are a bold and courageous person. Thank you.
Some say the place is haunted. 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 We'll be right back.
stormy night. One dark and stormy night.
Somebody's watching me.
afraid of nothing. 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 Afraid of nothing.
Thank you. creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna do it tonight.
Thank you. afraid of no ghosts.
Very different from suspense. If you want to shock people, you just have to catch them off guard. And then clobber them.
Oh, God!
No, no, no!
Touch it! Touch it!
That was shocking, wasn't it?